This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We got a special guest right now joining us to chat about, well, a big day tomorrow, opening day, and his partnership with Yards Brewery and the Philly Standard Beer. Joining us right now, Philly's designated hitter, and we think leadoff hitter once again, Kyle Schwarber. Good morning, Kyle. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Schwarber, you know, I got to ask you, man, and I think I can ask you this because we're from Ohio. A lot, every day on this show, we get a phone call about you leading off. In the last two seasons, you've hit 83 bombs, and I think that you should be the leadoff. But tell me, why do you feel like you should be the leadoff hitter?
Well, that's not my job. So, I'm player number 12, and wherever I get roped to line up, I'm gonna go out there and hit. But, I've always said that, I've hit 1-9 in the lineup before and done that one season. So I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not, but, wherever I get rode in the lineup, that's where we're going to be. This is bigger than, personal status, whatever it is. We're trying to go out here and we're trying to do something special for the city, and that's one championship. And, wherever Thoms thinks that we're all best suited, that's where we're going to be at the end of the day.
Kyle, you mentioned they're trying to do something special and win a World Series. So we were down at Spring Training last week. We got to talk to some of your teammates, and we talked about that goal of yours and how much it's, kind of talked about, how much it's just understood. Kyle, you've done this before. A lot of your teammates here haven't. You guys have gotten close together, this particular group. But what is that like, that journey? Because you went on it with that Cubs team and then trying to do it. You had a season in 2016 where everyone kind of thought you could and might win the World Series. Is it something that's in your head every day? Do you try to just stay day by day? What is it like heading into a season, Kyle, where everyone in the city thinks they should win the World Series?
Yeah, I think expectations are a good thing. And, that means that, you're going out there, you're trying to have success, and you're trying to reach an end goal. And, we've been close the last few years, and, we've kind of, we cracked that stigma of, okay, being in the playoffs and, but now, we want to make it to the playoffs and we want to reach it to that position where we're holding the trophy up at the end of the year. And like I've said this before, it's just, it's not guaranteed by any means. It's not guaranteed that you can make the playoffs. It's a long season. There's so many things that can happen throughout the course of a year, but the way that we're built, we got great players, and I think that attributes to ownership, to where they expect us to win, and the city wants us to win, and you go from front office, manager, coaching staff, players, we all want to win, and that makes it for a fun work environment every day to come in into the field. So. Our mindset's there. It's going to be day one, and we're going to have goals along the way that we want to accomplish. We want to win the division, but at the end of the day, you got to find a way in, and try to put ourselves in a really good position and try to make it to the end.
So speaking of day one, so you guys, is it safe to say that you guys have talked about trying to get off to a quick start and not have that slow start like you had last year?
I don't think that you talk to anyone in the clubhouse that, you know, that would go out there trying to start slow. It's just one of those things that, you know, it happens, and we're out there, you know, whenever we step out on that field and we cross out those lines, you know, we're expecting ourselves to win a baseball game. We're not going out there. Mm-hmm. There's never a day in 162 games that we're going out there thinking, man, this is a loss. You know what I mean? There's just never a day. And there's going to be days that you have a good win, a bad loss, they beat us, or a bad win, right? Like, it's just how it goes throughout the course of the year. So, you know, if we can get off to a better start, I think it's going to help us out. But also, too, you know, like we said, and it's, you know, the last 2 years, we gotten off to that slow start, and we found a way in there. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's just us going out there trying to find a way in there. But, yeah, you know, definitely think that, do we want to get off to a better start? Absolutely.
Phillies designated hitter, outfielder Kyle Schwarber with us. Kyle, tomorrow, opening day against the Braves. What's that like for you, opening day? I feel it's such a different day. I mean, Kyle, you've been through a lot of these. I'm probably 8 or 9 now, all the rounds of the playoffs. But is opening day different? Do you still get those butterflies when you see the crowd on opening day?
Oh, absolutely. It's just one of those things, right, that, you know, it's just you always show up to the ballpark. You go into the ballpark and you don't sleep well the night before because you got all the jitters, and you know that the bank's going to be packed, and you're excited to get back in front of your fan base, and we're excited to start the year. It kind of feels like that, it gives you that first sense of the playoff, right? Because you're back, everyone's excited, and obviously we're going to be playing a great team, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just one of those things. It's kind of like I'm trying to think of a great way to word it, but it's hard for me. It's just like Christmas every day. You know, everyone looks forward to Christmas. Everyone looks forward to opening day. And, it gives you that goosebumps, the goosebumps every single time, and then it starts the journey.
Yeah, it's like that Christmas Eve feeling tonight as we get ready for the Santa to be there.
It kind of is like Christmas.
It is. For us baseball fans, it is. All right, Kyle, so tell us about your partnership with Yaris. Everyone knows you've partnered with them in the Philly Standard Beer, but this is a pretty cool partnership this year because this season when you go yard, beer's on Kyle. So if people download the app, they could find where in the area they could go to get a complimentary Philly Standard Beer. So every home run you hit, that's free Philly Standard Beer for everyone out there. So tell us about it and why you're partnering with Yaris here.
Yeah, you know what? Being able to defend with Yaris last year and going into this year as well, it's the hometown beer, it's the Philly beer, it's a tailgating beer, and the more that I can be involved in, obviously the city, and this is a way just to be able to connect and hopefully have a lot of people have a good time, obviously responsibly having fun, but. Hopefully, the more that, we can get people and get them in the yards and helping out, being in a local business and attaching it to, some homers, I think it's all great. And that's what it's all about. And, trying to just be in the community and, helping out a local, getting everyone there locally. So I think it's a great thing. And, yeah, we got to hit some homers and get some free beer out there.
Well, it's a great company, great people down there, and it's really exciting for us. So you download the Yards Brewing app. You can find the participating bars. 46 homers 2022, 47 last year.
That's gonna be a lot of beers, man.
I'm predicting 50 this year, Kyle, so no pressure, but I'm thinking 50 this year. Kyle, last one for you, and we'll let you go. We know you're busy getting ready for tomorrow. Could you just take us inside what it's like to hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park in the postseason? I was watching some highlights this morning of last October, and there's just something about that place when this thing gets revved up and you guys are back in October. What is it like inside that building when you hit a big fly in October?
Yeah, man, there's there's nothing really like it. I mean, you know, you talk about when you walk out into the field for opening day and, you know, you see the fans, then obviously you get the postseason and everything's turned up an extra notch. Just, you know, every game is, you know, means just as much as, you know, the game before, the next game. You know, that day matters because it could decide if we're going to move on or not. So, you know, stepping into the ballpark, you get this extra butterflies, extra goosebumps. But, you know, the sense of, you know, you hear how crazy it is, and it's funny how you just step into the box and all kind of just goes quiet. And then, you know, say if you do run into one and it heads out of the park, and, you know, don't realize how loud it is probably until you're, like, at, like, second base. And you're kind of just looking around, and you see the whole place jumping. And you're like, oh, man, this is what it's about. This is what you play for. You know, this is the fan base you want to play for every single day. And, yeah, it never gets old. And, you know, I would say that we're really lucky as players to have a fan base like that who rides with us like that to the end. And we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting back there and having a lot of great more moments out there.
Well, we are too. Kyle, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck with everything this season. We'll be watching. We'll be cheering. And we'll see you down at the park tomorrow. Thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate it, guys.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Kyle Schwarber there with Yards. So download the Yards Brewing app. When he goes yard, beers on Kyle. All right, we appreciate Kyle Schwarber joining us there. We'll come back with all your phone calls on the Sirianni stuff. And we'll talk some Phillies. Plus, Phillies tickets for Saturday against the Braves. All next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.